This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Kelly Cook, K-E-L-L-Y-C-O-O-K, date of birth 12-16-1973, date of appointment 12-18-2025, requesting physician Kevin Cope, K-E-V-I-N-C-O-P-E. Dear Dr. Cope, I have the pleasure of seeing Kelly Cook today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 52-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who came to my office with her wife. She is having a seizure-like activity. She cannot sleep even for 2-3 days. She becomes confused. She talks to random people who are not there. When she started confusion, she's confused for 1 day. Sometimes have twitching movement, no tongue biting, no incontinence. She stopped driving, no loss of consciousness. She was seen by mental health 10 years ago. She did not follow with them. She was in the emergency room of the Nathan Latour Hospital on 12-11-2025, where workup including CAT scan of the head is negative. Past medical history. Past medical history, insomnia, hypertension, anxiety, GERD, asthma, depression, past surgical history, gastric bypass surgery, history of endoscopy, colonoscopy, neck surgery, allergy, ibuprofen, aspirin, medications, cyclobenzaprin 10 mg 3 times daily, atenolol 100 mg daily, ondansetron 8 mg as needed basis, clonazepam 1 mg every 6 hours, omeprazole 40 mg, albuterol, imipenem 100 mg, buprenorphine, naloxone, social history, smoke 1 pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs, she is on social security disability. Due to mental health, she is married, lives with the wife. Family history, mother deceased with mental issue and COPD, father deceased, COPD and cancer. One sister deceased, MI. One brother alive and healthy. One son alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, memory loss, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drifter, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 52-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, rule out epilepsy. Number two, history of confusional state. Number three, anxiety. Number four, depression. Number five, memory loss. Number six, insomnia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EEG. I would like to start MBN 5 mg PO daily. CT of that already done, which is negative. I advised her to follow with the mental health. She is already taking clonazepam 1 mg 4 times daily. Cyclobenzaprine 10 mg 3 times daily, imipenem 100 mg daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.